Detective Michael Stroud with the Pitt County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating reports from three Pitt County women on the unidentified man who tried to flag each one of them down recently. On October 29th, a woman just leaving work reported being followed by a car with flashing lights near the Greenville Airport. The man continued to follow her as she turned left on Highway 903 towards Stokes, all the way to the road where she lives.
She pulled over and he got out of the car, went up to her driver's side window and told her that she had damage on the back of her vehicle. And she didn't remember her car being damaged, didn't remember hitting anything, so she was like, you know, something's wrong with this. And she said, well, I'm good, I'll just check it out later, and she pulled off and left. And once she got home, she looked at her car and realized that there was no damage on her vehicle at all.
Detective Stroud says the suspect, reported to be a slender African-American man, was traveling in a dark-colored truck. His identity at this time is unknown. 9 days later, the Pitt County Sheriff's Office received a similar report. A man matching the same description targeted a woman heading south towards Vanceboro on North Carolina 43. This time, Stroud said the suspect was driving a Chevrolet Camaro, but used the same ruse to lure the woman out of the car.
He pulled up beside her, rolled down his passenger window, and told her, you know, she had damage on her car, that she might need to get out and look at it. Well, she's like, are you sure? And he said, yeah. And he ended up getting out of his car, walking around the passenger side of hers, and saying, look, you get a better angle of it here. You might want to look at it so I can show you what's wrong.
Fortunately, the woman drove away and did report the incident. The last reported attempt by the suspect took place Saturday, November 8th in Greenville. The target, another woman, was pulling out a Burger King on Greenville Boulevard when the man, still driving a white Camaro, intercepted her.
And when she got up to the stoplight there where Parker's restaurant is on Greenville Boulevard, he pulled up beside her and motioned for her to roll a window down. When she rolled a window down, he told her that she had damage on the back of her car that she might want to pull over and look at. And she knew that she didn't have no damage on her car. And she's like, you know, she just ignored him.
Stroud says all three women described the man as being around 5'10" tall, clean-shaved, and short hair.
They said he was very nice, very, you know, polite, was not disrespectful in any way, but he was very persistent about getting them out of the car.
In response to these reports, the businesses where the women worked have stepped up surveillance. The Pitt County Sheriff's Department and Greenville Police are watching on patrols for vehicle matches. Detective Stroud indicates there are some leads they are following up on, but maintains no arrests will be made because the man hasn't actually committed a crime.
So even if we get identification on him, there's really nothing we can do other than bring him in and talk to him. But he's not done anything to break the law. Thank goodness he hasn't, because if they have got out of the car, then this might be a whole different interview.
Here are some tips that can keep you safe. If you're approached at night by a vehicle with flashing lights indicating you pull over right away, intuition may prompt you to resist the urge. Number one, always keep your cell phone nearby. Check with 911, as most law enforcement must relate to their communication center they're conducting a traffic stop. Give the 911 operator your name, location, and vehicle description. Ask if a law enforcement officer is known to be stopping a car matching your information. Seeking verification before stopping could save your life. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office is interested to know if other people have recently encountered this yet unidentified person. If it's happened to you, you're asked to contact their office. For Public Radio East, I'm Michael Peterson.